Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self, hosted by me, Dr. Andrea Pennington, founder of the Real Self-Love Movement, and your guide on your journey to real self-love. Visit me each week live on Facebook, where I answer your questions in real time. Visit facebook.com/Dr. Andrea Pennington. While traveling this week, someone reached out with a question, and she was really troubled by the fact that she didn't know why she reacted in the way that she did while talking to someone. Now, she knew that she was stressed out. She knew that the situation was really pushing her to her limits. And she said, well, why is it that I flip back into these old programs? It's like I'm on autopilot. And after speaking with her, I decided to record just a short message for you. I was in the car, however, so it's a little bit noisy. I hope you'll forgive the sound quality, because I think the message is something that you just might need to tap into today in terms of learning how to handle extreme pressure, when you can trust your brain to go on to autopilot, and when you might need to override that program. Enjoy. When we are stressed and under a lot of pressure, we are quite blessed to have our brain, which can pretty much take over, and we can be on autopilot. Like in the midst of an emergency, you don't really have to think about the route to get somewhere in your car, or you know what specific actions you need to do to fulfill basic tasks. You just do it. Your brain runs on autopilot. But the reality for many busy moms and parents, for the incredibly stretched thin entrepreneur, and even light workers and soul-inspired mentors and coaches, when we're under pressure to deliver in our business or for our families, it can be very challenging to remain focused on your real mission in life. Like, why are you really on the planet? Because the busyness of our day-to-day chores as parents and entrepreneurs and mentors can create a sense of pressure and stress that requires us to not really use our brains for the highest functions. We just go by the seat of our pants. Many of us will be in autopilot mode so that whatever little reserves we need to be present with our kids or our clients, we can then sort of tap in and give them, you know, the best energy and creativity that we have in that moment, and then we just go back into survival mode. And this is okay if you just have a few little stressors at a time, you know, in a year. But when that stress becomes prolonged and the pressure or being stretched thin and juggling too many balls and wearing too many hats, when that continues for an extended period of time, it puts a great deal of strain on our system, including the brain and our adrenals, which are these cute little organs that sit on top of our kidneys and generally pump out the wonderful life-giving hormones like adrenaline, norepinephrine, and so on. And when those hormones get pumped out, like cortisol in the immediate stress response, and cortisol when we're stressed for extended periods of time, it affects everything in the body. Our cell metabolism, so literally, you know, people several years ago started to talk about how when you're stressed, you tend to gain weight around the middle, the midsection, you know, those muffin tops and you know, the chubby gut. And that's because when you have excess cortisol around, it changes the way your body uses sugars and other fuel. And it makes it very convenient for the body to start shoving excess fuel into fat cells around the middle. And so it's important for us to be mindful and aware that even though we can be on autopilot and keep cranking through our day and grinding through our work, there are long-term consequences that when they show up, you'll wish you paid attention sooner. And while I don't want to be the bearer of doom and gloom, I do want to bring our attention to the long-term ramifications of stress as it pertains to aging, as it pertains to our mental abilities, and most definitely how it pertains to our real purpose on the earth. Because we didn't come here to just crank through work. We are human beings, and who we are being in any given moment is hopefully tied to our heart and our soul. At least when you get to a certain level of consciousness, you do want to make sure that the relationships that you're engaged in, you're bringing people your best, and the energy and attitude that you have with your clients or during performances on stage or what have you, that you're really fully present and bringing the best out of you for the people you serve, and hopefully even moving forward. So what do you do with all the stress then? Because for those of you trying to scale up a business, or you're raising your kid and you want to try to launch a business on the side, or you're writing that first book, these are stressors that are not going to go away over the weekend. You know, these are things that you might be dealing with for the next few years or longer. And so it's really crucial and important for us to check back in with our mission and make sure that the work and the relationships that we're engaged in actually line up with what we believe our soul's purpose is and our values. And is this in line with the legacy you want to live? And if all of that is true, and you feel like these relationships and these commitments are part of the bigger reason why you're on the planet, then you've got to really look at how you structure your time and your day so that you can maximize your body, your brain, your energy, your vitality, so that you can be your best to you and continue to thrive despite all of those stresses. So the most basic things involve, you know, taking time out for yourself. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go on long vacations, but taking vacations from work and even from child rearing is critically important. And being able to refuel and refocus by tapping into your own spiritual source, whether that's through prayer, meditation, going on a retreat or workshop, connecting with your spiritual community. These are things that most people, unless you have a weekly practice of going to church every week on the same day of the week, most people don't plan their spiritual retreats in advance. And that's something I would suggest you consider. And if your spiritual retreat just has to be a daily thing for now, then literally planning and carving out the time to go into silence and meditation, to be still, to be quiet and introspective and reflective, to reconnect to that divine source of energy and light, has got to be a part of your entrepreneurial insurance program. It's like, it's like preventive medicine. It's like your insurance policy. These are the things that we might consider to be luxuries, but I would invite you to consider them as necessities. They are necessary activities for you to enjoy your life and not just be cranking through life. And it's often hard to work with people when they hear this and they say, I don't have time to stop and meditate. But there are many, you know, great quotes out there that say, okay, you don't have time now to put in 5 minutes a day, twice a day, or 10 minutes, twice a day. But when you, this sounds really morbid and I'm sorry for that, but when you have a heart attack or when you get really, really sick, or if you develop some autoimmune condition and you're laying in bed for hours at a time, maybe even weeks or months. Are you going to have time for that? So rather than waiting to the point that your body gives up and gives out and forces you to take the time off to go within, I'm inviting you to make it a part of your regular routine. And recently on one of my live videos, I shared that if we think about our emotional hygiene in the same way that we think about our physical hygiene, most people wouldn't go to an important meeting without showering and brushing their teeth. You know, you would want to take care of your hygiene, clean yourself, groom yourself. And in terms of our mental, emotional energy and our spiritual vitality, we have to consider this other aspect as well, and that is the spiritual hygiene or the energetic hygiene that requires us to cleanse our auric field. You know, your field, if you've been around negative people, then you should know you gotta kinda clean that stuff off. If you've been around someone who's nagging and complaining, or again, for us healthcare workers, if you've been around someone with a health challenge and they're complaining, rightfully so, about the pain that they're in, that energy, the information in their complaint and the energy in their field can linger with us if we're not mindful about discharging it and letting it go. So I invite you to look at what are you willing to do to be in a space of prevention instead of reaction. And know that if you are feeling incredibly stressed and overwhelmed with your schedule, with the volume of tasks on your to-do list, or the volume of roles that you're juggling, then you are probably already seeing signs of the wear and tear, and it's probably a good time for you to do an assessment and get clear on where you can make some changes, what might be taxing you and over just draining you. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Andrea. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with me, Dr. Andrea Pennington. This show is for heart-centered, soul-conscious, and open-minded people who want to optimize their performance, pleasure, and profits. Check out the live version of this show, where I answer your questions in real time. Visit facebook.com/Dr. Andrea Pennington. Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, me? If you can look at yourself and feel that you're truly lovable right now, just as you are, wrinkles, warts, and all, then I'm sure you know how wonderful that freedom feels. If you can't imagine saying those four words to yourself, stick with me. A few years ago, when I was facing severe depression, I would never have dreamed that I could say or sing those words and mean them. But now I can. I can say them even on a bad hair day, when I mess up at work or say the wrong thing. And yes, even when the trolls criticize me or my content online. I'm here to tell you that you can have the same empowered feeling of freedom and true self-love. And it won't be difficult either. My new book, I Love You Me, will show you how. In my first TEDx talk in 2014, I outlined the three keys to manifesting your dreams into reality. After my talk, so many people told me how simple yet profound the message was. Then they asked what to do next. In this book, you'll find my answer. I offer it to help you learn who you really are, love who you really are, and live who you really are. The steps that I took on my journey out of depression and anxiety were simple, but the path was a bit convoluted. In retrospect, it seems deceptively obvious. I discovered an internal source of wisdom, peace, and unconditional self-love
that continues to nourish my heart and soul. And I hid in the dark for so long that the joy I now feel to be free from depression is what inspires me to offer this process to you with the heartfelt desire that you too will find your inner bliss. Our inner bliss is something we can all create and access, even if at times we don't feel lovable. In these pages, I give you a guide, a five-step framework for creating a stable foundation of real self-love. After years of therapy, trying antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, practicing the law of attraction, reading self-help books, and attending spiritual or personal development workshops, I had given up on life. To my surprise, the depression completely vanished when I experienced firsthand what philosophers, yogis, and spiritual masters have said for millennia. You are a perfect, whole, divine spiritual being with infinite potential. My aim is to provide you with a simple process for reconnecting to your authentic self and living with more power, passion, and purpose than ever before. I hope that sharing my story shows you that when you listen to and trust the guidance and wisdom from your spirit, your true nature can be allowed to flourish. My passion is to empower you to live authentically with purpose and passion by discovering your unique, authentic self and living in alignment with spirit to become who you really are. I believe this is the way to consciously create a life filled with meaning, power, and fulfillment. This is how you will have an extraordinary impact in the world. And the world desperately needs your authentic, original life expression. We are part of an interconnected living organism, and what you do individually matters to us collectively. Your personality, your character, values, and talents are all unique, and they are essential to the health and well-being of you individually and to the whole of humanity. You truly are a gift to the world. I welcome you to get the book and join a community of conscious people who are also dedicated to bringing more love, joy, and light to the planet. Get the book, I Love You Me, along with special gifts with your purchase. Just visit realself.love. Much love, Dr. Andrea.